the problems with the David and Goliath story is how often it's assumed to be a children's story. And of course, it is a fantastic kid's story. Big mouth, big body, big head, big sword. Wee boy, wee sling, wee shepherd boy. No armor, no training. Oh. And I tell you, when I was growing up, the fact that he was called David, I just loved it. It was my story. And my father had a couple of pilgrimages in the Holy Land, and he'd brought home a woven sling. So I honestly could stand there with the authentic sling in my hand and say, "Don't you dare cross me. I'm good." The story, when I hear about Goliath slinging out his "choose one of your number, let them come and defeat me." And then I hear David saying, "Hey, choose me." I think the first point I want to make is that this story is not about arrogance, or it is in Goliath's case. But in David's case, it is not arrogance, it is faith that shines through. I'm sorry, I will freely confess, I have a big problem with people who are full of themselves. It's to my shame. I know I should make friends and talk and so forth. But of course, Goliath is detestable. He's big and he's full of himself. But David's approach is not arrogance. "Send me, I'll do him down." You know, I think the same about David until he utters, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." This shepherd boy is not arrogant. His strength, his confidence is bound to his familial faith in Yahweh, the God of Israel. So let's be absolutely clear. This is not a story about arrogance, or at least it is in Goliath's case. But truly understood, this is a story of faith. I think the second point I want to make is all too often we make assumptions based on appearances. And Saul was entirely doing that. Here's a giant man with all the armor, the big sword, the big words. Saul infected his armies. They were all in fear. And yet, it was so much about appearances. And some things never change. Let's acknowledge that, all of us. How many of us make our judgments based on clothing, based on titles, based on wealth, based on looks, beauty. I read an astonishing story, and some of you may have read it also. Brian Keenan recorded his memories of his being taken hostage in Beirut in the late 1980s, along with Terry Waite, John McCarthy, and others. Brian Keenan wrote about his own encounter with the people who took him hostage. And the telling thing for Brian Keenan was he recalls that his guards were wielding their AK-47s or whatever machine guns they were. And then you can picture Brian Keenan chained to the walls. And Brian Keenan says, "Who's the one with power here?" And Brian said, "I am. And that's why I'm in chains." We need to look afresh at how we look at other people, at situations, and be reminded that what we look at, what we see, may not be the full content. David somehow, not me, shepherd boy David, somehow reckoned, big though Goliath was, big though his sword was, that would not feature in this battle. My faith in God is what will carry the day here. Christ himself was seldom esteemed. Isaiah 53, "He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him." Let's be careful about looking at the outside, looking at appearances, be it wealth, titles, clothing, beauty, whatever. Be careful, because what we need to reach is an understanding of what a person is. Lastly, as I've hinted at, this is a story not simply for kids. This is a story for all of us who feel, even occasionally, small or irrelevant or weak, or that we're just here to make up the numbers. Let us never, ever assume that sitting at the very back, and no offense to anyone sitting at the back, let us never assume that sitting at the back, sitting on our hands, saying nothing, with our head bowed, is humility. David's story is about a small boy, yes, who bizarrely was full of himself, and yet faith conquered the whole scenario. So the story is to encourage us and to challenge us. to stand up for our faith, small that though that may be. David said, the whole earth will know that there's an extraordinary God in Israel, and everyone gathered here will learn that God doesn't save by means of sword or spear. We need to look again at ourselves. We don't have Philistine armies amassing across the river, thank God. We aren't quivering for our lives in fear. By golly, we're not, and thank God. But all of us have our giants to slay. Is it pride? Is it selfishness? Is it lying? Is it arrogance? Is it our online activity? Is it our laziness? Is it family feuds? Each of us knows deep, deep down that there are things about us and within us that need dismantled, that need to be taken down. Never assume that you're being humble by doing nothing. And we may well feel very small next to our problems. But David proves that even with our humble tools, we can tackle whatever is in front of us. The whole earth will know that there's an extraordinary God in Israel. God doesn't say by means of sword or spear. If David can utter these words before Goliath, surely there is hope for each and every one of us, small though we may occasionally feel, to beat whatever giant problem is around you or within you. There is hope. Amen.